Blackstone Audio presents Anna and Elsa Collection, Volume 1, Disney Frozen, by Erica David. This book is read by Andrew Iden. All Hail the Queen. Chapter 1. Queen Elsa of Arendelle looked out one of her castle windows. It was a glorious morning in the kingdom. The sun shone brightly. It danced across the waters of the fjord. Below, the people of Arendelle were just starting the day. Shopkeepers opened their windows and doors. Fishermen walked to the wharf. Ice harvesters set out for the frozen lake nestled in the mountains. Elsa was proud of her village and the people in it. They had come to trust her, even though she wasn't like most queens. Most queens couldn't cast spells of ice and snow. Most queens couldn't make a walking, talking snowman. Most queens couldn't accidentally set off an eternal winter, leaving the village completely frozen. Not so long ago, Elsa had been worried that the people of Arendelle wouldn't accept her because of her differences. But to her delight, they had embraced her wholeheartedly. Elsa stepped back from the window. The beautiful weather made her long to go outdoors. But she had royal duties to attend to. She turned to her desk. The plans she had been working on for the town's new plumbing system were waiting. The pipes and canals would carry water to every part of the village, but the builders couldn't start without the queen's go-ahead. Elsa sat down and picked up the plans. Seconds later, the door to her study sprang open. Her younger sister, Anna, bounded into the room. Her eyes were brimming with excitement. "Do you know what day it is?" Anna asked eagerly. "Tuesday," Elsa guessed. "Today's the day we cross number 3 off the list," Anna exclaimed. She hurried over to her sister, unrolling a long scroll of paper. It was Anna's list of things to do in Arendelle. She'd been keeping it ever since Elsa became queen. Anna cleared her throat to announce number 3.
"Florian's famous Flangendorfers," she said.
"Flangen what?" Elsa asked.
"Flangendorfers, the most delicious dessert in all of Arendelle,"
Anna explained cheerfully.
Elsa shook her head, puzzled. She'd never heard of a Flangendorfer.
"Aren't you excited?"
Anna asked.
She took Elsa's hand and pulled her to her feet.
"I am, but I have work to do," Elsa replied.
"How can you work on a day like this?" Anna said.
She twirled around in the shaft of sunlight shining through the windows.
"Come on, Elsa, just one Flangendorfer?"
Elsa bit her lip as she considered. It was such a beautiful day. One Flangendorfer wouldn't hurt.
"Okay," she agreed.
Anna whooped with delight.
"I love our visits to the village," she said. "There's a whole world out there."
Anna's excitement was contagious. Elsa couldn't help smiling. The sisters walked through the palace gates. They strolled along the cobblestone streets of the town. By now, the village shops had opened. The town square was filled with merchants. Some wheeled carts of fruit for sale. Others sold beautiful scarves and jewelry. Many waved to Anna and Elsa.
"Isn't this wonderful?" Anna said. "Just look at all there is to see."
Elsa noticed a small girl making her way through the crowd. The girl carried a bouquet of fresh flowers. She had 2 dark braids that bobbed up and down. She skipped happily toward Elsa and Anna. The little girl held her flowers up to Elsa. Elsa smiled and reached out to take the bouquet.
"What's your name?" she asked gently.
"Ingrid,"
the girl said quietly.
Now that she was face to face with the queen, she seemed nervous. Ingrid lowered her eyes and dropped into a deep curtsy.
"It's okay, don't be shy," Elsa said. She took the bouquet from the girl's trembling fingers.
"Thank you for the flowers."
Ingrid remained absolutely still. She looked like she had no idea what to do. Anna noticed the girl's confusion and gently raised her from her curtsy. She leaned down to whisper in Ingrid's ear.